Coming to Madison this weekend is a dance show featuring 7 performers who all share one thing in common, their age. The performance is called Dancing on the Ceiling, performances by women of a certain age. It'll showcase dancers aged 50 and above. Li Chaoping is the Vilas Research Professor at the UW-Madison Dance Department and Artistic Director of Li Chaoping Dance. Chaoping is co-presenting the show Dancing on the Ceiling with the UW-Madison Dance Department and will be a performer as well. Chaoping, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much.
Also joining us is Simone Farrow, Chair of the Department of Dance at UW-Milwaukee. She was part of the show's creation and will also be one of the 7 solo performers. Simone, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
Well, Simone, I understand the idea from the show originally came from you. Can you talk a little bit about what the thinking was behind Dancing on the Ceiling?
So this idea started in 2014, believe it or not. And I sat down with my colleague, Sarah Hook, who is a professor at University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign in the dance department. And we started talking about the value that we put in the young body. And as we mature as dancers and our performances start getting smaller in terms of frequencies, and how much we could still, and we feel as mature women, how much we feel that we still have a lot to contribute to the field with the performances with bodies that are not the conventional or not as young as we are accustomed to see on the stage. So from there, it spawned that I connected with several of my colleagues, and here we are. This is our third incarnation, let's say, of this set of performances, and the Chaoping has been part of 2 of them. And we are very much looking forward to performing in Madison tomorrow and Saturday.
Chaoping, we hear in the movie industry in Hollywood that there aren't always great roles for women over age 25, 30 sometimes. Is there something similar in the dance world where choreographers, dance company directors aren't thinking of women over 50, say, as who they want out front and center?
Absolutely. I think that there is a bit of an age bias in some ways. And it's not that it's, there's not a rule about it, but in general, we are looking for those, young, agile athletes who are, capable of virtuosic feats and, able to accomplish a lot of incredible athletic tasks, with their dancing. But what we will bring is something that will be more nuanced, richer, has more depth to our performances.
Yeah, Simone, can you talk about that a little, about how you think your dancing has changed over your years?
It's very interesting because just hearing Chaoping's talk, when you are a mover, you are a dancer, you observe dance with your body as much as you observe dance with your intellect, and very often your body has reacts in a way that you would like the body to actually respond. And often it doesn't, because our image, our internal image, is still very vivid, that memory of being on the stage, being a virtuosic dancer, is still so embedded in our DNA that sometimes you go to the studio and you try something, and of course, the body is reacting in a very, very different way. So when we talk about this maturity, we also talk about a refinement of that technique. You talk about a perspective of what is essential for a dance to happen. Of course, the virtuosity, the athleticism is one part, but there is that wisdom that is provided by that mature body that is undeniable. And this is, I think, what we bring to this performance.
Chaoping, when you're choreographing, I guess, coming up with a dance, do you think differently, okay, well, we don't have that younger, more athletic body doing this, but that's okay. It isn't just athleticism and stunts in a way. We can really focus on something more artistic.
Sure. I know that myself as a dancer choreographing on my own body, that I have to work with what I have. I have probably as Simone was saying, have visions of what I'd like to be doing. And I probably push that edge a lot. I'm one who loves, you know, a lot of physicality and my movement. I also really appreciate risk taking. I love dancers who challenge themselves. So the kinds of things that I hope for out of my dancers, I try to get out of myself.
And Simone, you're coming to Madison. You've done other shows. Can you talk about the response to the shows and the anticipation for them so far?
I think that there is a certain identification when women see other women doing something non-traditional. And so in the previous shows that we did one in Iowa City and one in here in Milwaukee, the responses were that these women felt represented on the stage. These women felt connected. There is an importance. Because I think that this, the body, as the body ages, the body becomes, in our society, almost insignificant. And I think that seeing a show where women are working with their bodies and with their capabilities, like Chaoping was saying, pushing our boundaries, because, you know, for me to be on the stage tomorrow, I had to leave my emails and leave all the administrative work that I have to do to be on a classroom with my students, taking class from one of my peers. So when we go there and we actually share those experiences, we are sharing the experiences of pain, of happiness, of transcendence, of what this body, you know, and the labels that are put in this body can bring.
And Chaoping, as we start to wrap up, I understand these shows over the next 2 days are officially sold out.
I hate to say that. I think that there might be some chances still for a few seats. They may be obstructed or some people may not show up. So please.
There's still a shot to see them.
There's still a shot, but I'm excited for the response to our show.
Well, and with that response, I wanted to ask you, does that mean there's a good chance of a sequel?
Ooh. Well, we'll have to talk more about that.
All right. Or maybe more performances.
Absolutely.
Of this show.
I think, you know, there's definitely the demand for it. So we hope that, you know, the show will continue on and tour to other cities. To echo what Simone said, I firmly believe in one being able to dance through life. And I think that we can enter into the dance at all stages throughout our lives.
It's a great place to leave it. Chaoping, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
And Simone, thanks for being with us.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you for having us.
We're talking to Lee Chaoping from UW-Madison and Simone Farrow from UW-Milwaukee. They're both dancing in this show called Dancing on the Ceiling in Madison. Two performances, Friday at 8 p.m. and Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Stick around. There's more to come on Central Time.